think that through.
We got it by parcel numbers, which that parcel number includes 8 and 11.
For the zoning.
Yes.
Correct.
Which we'd be happy to just make that a condition if you're of the mind to, of the approval. We could split that out. Because it never was our intention to have 8. Not going to build any single, any nightly rentals on Hampton Road.
Is there a reason for 8 not being used?
Well, it's just a lot he's going to. We committed as part of the negotiations with the neighborhood not to build any nightly rentals fronting on Hampton Road. All of them would be on Ruby's Rest.
Okay. And you said your son lives on 7?
I think, yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Is there any further discussion, questions? Do you have anything, ma'am?
So Ruby's Rest, the private road there joins in to Live Oak Lane and Hampton Road, and then they would come out on Hampton Road into what, 160 Highway. Is that right, Scott?
Yes. Right here.
Devin was here. Do you know the width of Hampton Road, if it handles the traffic?
I do not. Sometimes when you measure these on here, they're off. But I don't know the surface width. We can measure it here. Right here, it looks close to 19 or 20, the surface. The right-of-way... Again, that could be way off. It's measuring 33.9. So I don't know if it's 30 or 40. We would have to ask Devin.
Okay. So if it were road standards now, it would have to be wider.
Mm-hmm. 50-foot right away. Yeah.
And it would be marked then for, like, I've been on the road, but I can't remember. I don't think it's a divided road, is it?
I don't remember marking it.
I don't think so.
Any further discussion or questions?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready to go to a vote?
You want to close the public hearing, did you?
I haven't yet. I was seeing if they were ready to, if there was anything else they wanted to move to. This time, then, I will close the public hearing section, and we will go to a vote.
Are you still?
You're still looking.
Then you're still looking for papers. I don't know if you had any other discussion. Or?
No more discussion.
Okay.
Move to deny order number 11-27-2023-04.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you all. Time. That concludes all of our rezone requests. We will resume our normal agenda. Our next order of business is Animal Control Jurisdiction Agreement 2023, Village of Taneyville, file number 23-127. AC Animal Control. With us, we have Ms. Sherry Simpson. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How are you?
Have you ate it all? Have you ate it all? We were just talking that they came out and told us today was the last day. We need to eat it or put it in the freezer.
Any questions?
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated September 28th, 2023, approving to the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the Animal Control Jurisdictional Agreement 2023, Village of Taneyville, by and between Village of Taneyville and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Any comments?
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have notice of renewal for independent auditing services, file number 23-150A for auditor. With us this morning, we have our auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
So this is
a renewal.
We have the right to do it for this year and next, is that correct?
A couple of years, yes.
24 and 25.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the last, was it a 3-year one?
I believe it was 4 years.
4 years,
correct.
Okay.
And along with this, we also have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 17th, 2023, approving to the renewal as to form.
Any questions?
Nope.
Hearing none.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for independent auditing services, file number 23-150A.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, we have the fiscal year 2023 State Homeland Security Grant Program subaward agreement, file number 23-149S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir. There was one question, the performance issue period. That makes sense to you.
What page is that on?
I don't know where it's.
Be on the front page here. The project period of performance for the sub-award agreement award begins September 1st, 2023 and ends August 31st. So I think the in question was the September 1st of 2023 period, since we're just now getting around to getting this, which I realize just received within the last couple of weeks. That was the only thing that there was question about.
The project period's through 25?
It ends in August 31st of 24.
Okay. I think the question was...
And I may have looked into it.
Yeah, the award letter says the first, September 1st, 2023, and ends August 31st of 2024. But the sub-award itself says that it's from September 1st, 2023 through August 31st of 2025. So there's some inconsistencies there. So that's why we want to make sure that we're...
Okay.
Do we know...
I do not.
Do we know which one it actually is? Is it the 2024 or is it 2025?
I do not know.
Are we able to find that out before we vote today? Was it just a typo going into that?
I'm going to assume that, but I can call Erin Stottle. She's the one that applied for the grant and see if she knows.
At the page on the Department of Public Safety on the grant, where it says the project period performance for this award begins September 2023 and ends 24. I wondered if the typo was in Travis's in the attorney's letter.
No. Who fills out the sub-award agreement?
That came back to us from the, that's what we got back from the state.
Okay, so that says it stops in 2025.
Correct.
But the actual office of the director letter is 2024.
Okay.
That's the inconsistency. So we just need to know, can we change the form that they filled out and sent to us? Do we need them to change it? What do we need to do there?
Okay. Can I step out and make
Does that make, do you want to take this with you so you know what I'm talking about?
I've got this one. I don't have the letter in here.
Well, I'm sure that's just how they printed the safe paper for me.
Do we want to table that for just a second, skip over it, and move back to it? Is that good with the commission?
Yes.
Okay. We'll return to that agendized item momentarily. For the time being, we will move down one spot, and we're going to move to the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Airport Aid Agreement. Order to provide for airport aid agreement plus reimbursement of funds. Order to provide for airport aid agreement and reimbursement of funds. File number 23-147 AIR and file number 23-148 AIR. With us, we have Mr. Mike Molnick. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Do you have any issues with this, Mike, moving forward to meet all the guidelines and make sure everything is taken care of?
No, everything's in place, ready to go.
Okay.
I thought most of the Missouri